Today in Music.
We expected it to last 10 years.
I didn't think I was talented enough for it.
I could be retired, but I could still do this.
But you know, destiny intervenes.
Mix 104.9.
It was on this day in 1979 that Donna Summer started a three-week run at number one with her single Hot Stuff. Her second US number one made it to number 11 in the UK. Prior to her death in May of 2012, she was a big Rihanna and Beyoncé fan.
I am a big Rihanna fan. I love her stuff. I think that she is on the right path. I think that she's doing great things, and I think she's adorable. I love Beyoncé, too. I mean, what's not to love? I mean, you know, these girls are prototypes. You know, they're just, she's gorgeous. She's making great decisions. You know, I'm happy when I see people take things to another level because it shows you that they can.
Looking for some hot stuff, baby, this evening. I need some hot stuff, baby, tonight. I want some hot stuff, baby, this evening. Gotta have some hot stuff, gotta have some love tonight.
And it was this day in 1984 that Wham had their first UK hit, a song written and produced by George Michael. Inspiration for the song was a scribbled note left by his Wham partner, Andrew Ridgeley.
Those that enjoyed Wham and understood what it was, I think instinctively, or at least knew innately, that there couldn't have been Wham, either me or George, alone. It was very much... That representation of our relationship made real, because I was the junior partner in terms of songwriting. Certainly after we made the decision for George to take over those songwriting duties completely, because he was a much better songwriter.
Wake me up before you go, go.
And turning 60 today, Tony Hadley, English pop singer and songwriter with Spandau Ballet, who became one of the most successful groups to emerge during the new romantic era and have produced a number of international hits during the 80s, including True and Gold. Tony Hadley also performed in the West End musical Chicago.
My voice is it's slightly unusual. I don't know where I get it from. It's kind of certainly not from anyone in my family. And it is quite unusual, but... It's distinctive, and I think that's the most important thing about singing. It's not necessarily whether you're the most technically correct singer. It's about sort of having your own style, and I like to think that I've got my own style.
Today in Music, Tuesday, the 2nd of June, Mix 104.9.